Okay, Alexander, we finally know who this the anonymous person inside the White House is, was. And I'll just read you a title from Zero Hedge. I think it sums it up really well. Mid-level douchebag, Miles Taylor, blasted after anonymous reveal. So this guy, Miles Taylor, is indeed a mid-level douchebag. And he has revealed himself to be the anonymous guy that wrote the salacious book about Orange Man Bad, and the guy that did the op-ed in the New York Times about how Orange Man is bad. He was even on CNN, and Anderson Cooper asked him point blank, "Are you the anonymous source?" And he said, "Anderson, I only wear masks for two things, or I'm only anonymous for two things. I wear a mask for Halloween, and I wear a mask for, you know, all this stuff that we're going through." And then he said, and then Anderson Cooper asked him again, and he said, "Are you the anonymous guy?" And he said, "No." So he lied there as well to CNN. And I think he's actually a CNN paid contributor as well. So it makes it even doubly and triply and quadruply worse. The whole thing is just a joke. The mainstream media is just a complete and utter freaking joke.
Well, I think this is absolutely, I mean, it is a complete ludicrous thing. I mean, one doesn't know. It's one of those situations where one really doesn't know whether to laugh or to cry. I have a particular issue with this, because if you remember when Anonymous, Mr. Taylor, supposedly wrote that op-ed in the New York Times, at the, you know, the height of the Russiagate thing, I took it seriously. I thought that, you know, this was somebody within the White House who was really important and really serious. And if you remember, that op-ed contained some pretty incendiary things, like, you know, that they were going, he was going into the Oval Office, or people were going into the Oval Office and taking papers out of Donald Trump's desk, things of that kind. I mean, it's extraordinary stuff. And I said, my God, this is really worrying. And of course, none of that can possibly be true. This guy, I mean, he's not even, you know, he's nowhere close to Trump. No, I'm not even sure that he worked in the White House. Anyway, certainly you wouldn't have had that kind of access to the Oval Office. And you have all these people, you know, who are above him. And I mean, you know, the numbers are in the hundreds. So, I mean, the New York Times really has some, you know, I mean, it's an example of the collapse of journalism, that they sold this guy as someone important, which he wasn't. And bluntly, I'm very skeptical whether he wrote that op-ed, and I'm very skeptical whether he wrote that book. And I frankly wonder whether it wasn't some people in the New York Times which wrote it for him. I have to say, this business with Anonymous now makes me even more skeptical than I have always been about all these anonymous sources that we so often hear about. Some of those are real people. Some of them are very sinister people. I mean, James Comey has been an anonymous source. I'm sure Brennan and Clapper have been anonymous sources at times. Schiff, absolutely on a big scale. Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, apparently too. But a lot of these so-called anonymous sources, I've always wondered whether they were real people. Well, I suspect after this revelation with Anonymous that many of them are not. There may be someone there, but they're sort of middle-level or low-level operatives that the New York Times has in the background to validate a story which it has invented. And I think that is what goes on a lot of the time. And I, you know, I'm sorry to say that about what was once a great newspaper, but if anybody wanted proof that it is no such thing anymore, well, at least wanted further proof that it is no such thing anymore, well, Anonymous has just provided it, because the whole thing, that whole op-ed and that whole book, well, frankly, it was a nonsense. I was almost about to say it was a fraud. Maybe not quite that bad, but pretty much that still.
Yeah, so this guy was the former Department of Homeland Security chief of staff, and then he was a recent hire for CNN. He outed himself Wednesday afternoon before he was going to do an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper. Yeah. I wonder why he outed himself. I wonder what's the reason, the reasoning behind it. I wonder if the New York Times wrote that article and other people wrote that book, and he was given the job at CNN because he decided to play along with all of this stuff, or if he provided information and then they cobbled it together or something along those lines. And then he was given that cushy job at CNN as a thank you for his services, something along those lines. I don't know, but
plainly that's what it was. I mean, I it looks to me, frankly, like a preemptive strike. I suspect we're going to get a lot more information about him and what he was really up to before very long, and that he got out his name as quickly as he could just before the election, before something came up which might have made it more embarrassing when he was exposed for what he really was. But, you know, let's go back to the book. Who would have bought that book? Who would have bought his book if it had been published by the chief of staff of the Department of Homeland Security? I mean, it would have been interesting, but call it anonymous. Make out that it's somebody really close to Donald Trump who writes op-eds for the New York Times and is able to gain access to the Oval Office and rifle through the president's papers. And of course, that book sells. I mean, that's the difference. That's what this whole thing, that's why I said, I mean, maybe I shouldn't use that word again, but I mean, that's why I said there's something deeply dishonest about this whole operation. And I mean, this is consistent with everything that's happened from the New York Times and the Washington Post and and CNN. And by the way, you're absolutely right. He is obviously given that job as a reward for what he was doing with CNN, which is obviously becoming a place which is there to reward all sorts of people who come along and become CNN commentators after they've done all their, you know, the correct business in government. But anyway, putting all that aside,
which is why they're going bankrupt and Jeff Bezos is going to be purchasing them, by the way.
Well, I'm absolutely quite right. That which is of course another thing, because of course Jeff Bezos's money comes from, well, let's put it like this, he had a helping hand from certain people not that far from Washington DC. But we will talk about that another day. So I mean, you know, this is where the whole thing is. It's completely dishonest, and it exposes the reality of the kind of place that Washington DC has become. Just to throw in another piece of news today, we've had a very, very interesting article. At least I find it interesting. I mean, it's in some ways yesterday's story now, but a very interesting article from the Wall Street Journal. It turns out that they've done some investigating into the Steele dossier. And they found that nearly all the really big, juicy stuff in the Steele dossier was cooked up by Danchenko, this person at the Brookings Institution, gossiping with his ex-girlfriend, a lady called Olga Galkina, in Cyprus. And they were making it all up between them. She was coming up with these fairy tales about Michael Cohen going to Prague and all this sort of nonsense. And it was all spun. And of course, everybody in the intelligence and security services would have known that. And by the way, she was apparently turning up to work drunk all the time. And eventually her employer decided to sack her. And she retaliated by getting somebody else to come along. This is what the Wall Street Journal says. And getting threatening one of the managers at this, you know, her employer, and saying, you know, that she wanted 10,000 euros from this person. I don't know if that's true, but that's what the Wall Street Journal says. And anyway, she then went on to retaliate by involving her employer in the Steele dossier. So, I mean, you know, her employer that she was, you know, mistreating in this fashion and was getting sacked from features in the Steele dossier as being involved in the hack of the DNC, the alleged hack of the DNC. So we have an anonymous source who writes op-eds for the New York Times and gets books published and cushy jobs at CNN. And it turns out that he's not what we were led to think. And we get revelations that, you know, the Steele dossier that we spent, you know, all those 3 years dissecting and discussing and debunking, and which the media were telling us, including the New York Times, were telling us was so real. It turns out it was all the invention of a out of control person in Cyprus who was exchanging gossip with her ex-boyfriend. I mean, this is what the media in the United States has come to.
Yeah, I mean, 4 years later, and the Wall Street Journal finally decides to investigative reporting. Well, very good, Wall Street Journal.
Absolutely, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
5 days before the election, we find out about it. I mean,
what a bunch of jokers, and the whole Steele dossier is this. It is Russian disinformation. It's a Russian girl working in Cyprus, gossiping with her boyfriend Danchenko. That's the Russian disinformation.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, not the SVR, not the GRU, not Putin, not the Kremlin. None of those things.
Steele writes about it.
And the New York Times takes it seriously, and the FBI investigates about this, and we spend hours and hours hearing about it, and Adam Schiff reads it into the congressional record, and we have to spend hours and hours discussing and debating it. And it was all, as I said, two people. I think it was, I read somewhere a tweet, I think it was by Mark Ames, who said it was two drunks. both from Perm, because apparently they knew each other in college, these two, Danchenko and Galkina, and they cooked it up between them. And, you know, for 4 years, or 3 years, 3.5 years, we were all taking it, also asked to take it seriously. And at the same time, we were being asked to take this individual, Mr. Taylor, seriously as well. And we were told that he was this great anonymous source. And he was ended up, of course, at CNN. So, I mean, you know, a complete lack of substance or reality anymore in the media or in anything. I mean, we're living in a world where which is through the looking glass.
But let's not talk about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the stuff they were up to in Ukraine and with CFT.
We mustn't talk about that. That's absolutely not something we can talk about. You know, real scandals we don't discuss. Invented ones and fabricated ones we do. So, you know, if it's cooked up by, you know, a young woman in Cyprus with a boyfriend, changing gossip with a boyfriend, or if we have somebody, you know, a middle-ranking official in the Department of Homeland Security writing, you know, well, perhaps not writing op-eds for the New York Times, that we are required to take seriously.
And turn the country upside down, turn the world upside down.
Absolutely. Turn the world upside down. Destroy your relations with the world's other most powerful nuclear state, and at the same time put the country, the United States, through an absolute torment for 3.5 years. I mean, it's just, as I said, I mean, it's, I come back to what I said at the beginning. I don't know whether to laugh or to cry. Perhaps cry is the more operative. Right.
It's clown world. It's clown absolute world. Clown world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll leave it there. Mm-hmm. Well, at least we finally got some truth out of this whole thing. Yeah. And it was dumber than we could have ever thought.
Absolutely. entirely so.
Yeah. All right, guys. Please subscribe to the channel. Hit that like, share this channel. PayPal, Patreon, Subscribestar. Please join Subscribestar and Patreon. And also Durant Shop. Pick up some merch. Really helps us out.
Well, here we go. One of our magic mugs, our amazing magic mugs, of the flag of the United States. We've got flags of many, many countries, but it's the United States we constantly come back to speaking about, because it's still far and away the most important country. And of course, it's in the middle of a great election, or at least an important election, the most important election. So you will find many other mugs with lots of other flags. Here is Britain, and here, by the way, is Russia, which is the country which did not produce the Steele dossier, as it turned out. So lots of flags. We also have, by the way, the flags of American states on some of our mugs. Alex has been working incredibly hard to expand the range of products in our shop. You see these amazing shirts we're wearing, this beautiful shirt, long sleeve shirt I'm wearing now. It's an absolutely cold day in London, you need a wonderful Duran shirt to stay warm. You can also get yourself a wonderful Duran hoodie as well, also to stay warm and to protect you in the great outdoors. And you can get yourself a hat with also the flag of the United Kingdom of Great Britain to keep your head covered too. Though you can do that with a hoodie too, by the way, of course. You've got all these wonderful products in our shop. You support the Duran by coming to our shop. And as a result, we can continue to produce these great programs. So support us, come to our shop, find us on Subscribestar, go to our various other platforms, help us through Patreon, help us through any way that you can, and come to our next broadcast.
All right, everybody, you'll find all the links down below. Take care.